Hundreds of studies all agree that severe punishment is harmful to kids. Spanking has in fact been repeatedly linked to behavioral, emotional, psychological, and academic problems. Despite this, spanking one's child is not only still prevalent in American culture, it is still legal in all states. A 2018 national survey even found that 66% of Americans agree that a good hard spanking is sometimes necessary to discipline a child. This despite growing proof that alternatives like rewarding good behavior, allowing for natural consequences, or disciplinary consequences such as taking away toys when a child doesn't pick them up, achieves better results than violence. The latest research on the subject from the University of Texas further settles the debate. They analyzed more than 1,000 pairs of twins, including over 400 identical sets. Many of the siblings studied were disciplined differently by their parents. The researchers found that, despite the shared DNA, the child who was hit or yelled at more often was consistently more likely to display social and emotional problems. "It's how my parents did it," or "that's how I was raised," are not acceptable rationales. There's now access to unlimited research via the internet and thousands of books on the subject. We can talk to therapists, childcare providers, and doctors, all to understand the most effective and helpful discipline methods. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.